兄弟姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
My name is Pastor Pearson. I'm one of the pastors here at River of Life.
我的名字是 Pastor Pearson. 我是生命河的青少年牧师。
Actually, when I first came here, there was some confusion between my translator and I.
我刚刚来的时候，我跟我的翻译者产生了一点误会。
Some people apparently thought Samuel was me.
有人以为我的翻译者是我。
And so I was very upset at first.
我一开始非常的失望。
And then I saw this very handsome and powerful man.
然后我看到Samuel 的时候呢
no, 这么伟大很帅的人。
没有你帅，没有你帅。
Yeah, yes. And then I said, it's okay. Yeah, you can. Yeah, he's Pastor Pearson. Yeah.
感谢主。
Yes, yes. Very grateful to be with you all today.
我很开心今天能够在这边与大家分享。
Having been a youth pastor for some time, I've come to realize there are certain people that have a powerful presence.
作为青少年的牧者多年，我发现有一些人的同在是蛮有能力的。
Some of you might call this aura.
有人可能会形容这是一种气场。
And I remember during one of our youth life groups, there was a certain teenager that was misbehaving.
在我们的小组当中，我记得有个青少年有一天非常的不乖。
So I tried to be nice, and I went up to this teenager. I said, "Please stop."
我试着做一个很友善的一个牧师，所以我走向他，跟他说，你可不可以不要再 misbehave 了？
He looks at me, and then he just continues going on as if I said nothing.
他看着我，然后他就继续去玩闹。
I did not have enough aura.
我的气场不够。
So I tried to escalate the situation.
所以试图把这个情势再往上提升一点。
I said, "You listen here."
我说你听着，我说。
If you do not behave, I'm going to call in Pastor Tony Chan.
如果你不听我的话的话，我会找 Pastor Tony Chan 来。
He's the English Executive Director.
他是英文堂的主任牧师。
He's going to come and sit next to you this whole time.
他会在你旁边坐在，他会坐在你旁边。
He said nothing.
完全没有效。
Just continues to misbehave.
他继续玩闹。
So I thought in my mind, well, who can I think of that's even more powerful?
那我心里就想说，有谁是更有权柄、更有能力的呢？
So I said, "You listen to me."
我说你听我说。
If you continue to do this, I'm going to go get Pastor Tong Lu to come and sit next to you.
如果你继续这样做，我会找刘同牧师来找你。
Still nothing.
他还是不理。
Amazing.
很神奇。
And then finally, I thought of something.
然后终于我想到了。
I said, "You listen here."
你听我说。
If you do not stop misbehaving,
如果你不继续停止
，I'm going to call your parents.
我会跟你爸爸妈妈说。
They're going to come in here and sit next to you, one on each side.
他们进来坐在你旁边，一个坐你左边，一个坐你右边。
For all of life group.
整个小组的过程，他们都会在这样子。
And the teen said, "No, no, please, okay, I'll stop."
然后这青少年立刻就说，哦，不不不，我会停止，我会乖乖的。
They had the aura.
这父母是有气场的。
You see, relationships with certain people can change who we are.
与一些人的特别的关系能够改变我们的行为，或是我们做事情的方式。
Just by being in the same room with us, there are certain people that can change our behavior or even the way that we understand our life.
有一些人就是我们在同一个房间的时候，他可以改变我们怎么想事情，甚至改变我们的行为。
And being the last service of 2024, as we look forward to 2025,
今天作为2024年最后一次崇拜，当我们展望2025年的时候呢，
our church has been given a vision by God to elevate and expand.
神给我们的新的意向是提升与扩展。
Now, while we might be excited to set benchmarks or goals for this next year,
我们也许很兴奋地想要设下一些基准以及目标在新的一年。
What we find in our passage today that what is most needed is the presence of God.
但是我们从今天的经文当中，我们看到最重要的是神的同在。
That when He is with us, there is power.
当他与我们同在的时候，我们是蛮有能力的。
Because there is presence or there is power in the presence of God.
因为神的同在中是有能力的。
If we just work, we work.
如果我们只是工作的话，我们就只是单单在劳力。
But when God is with us,
当神与我们同在的时候呢，
we find power behind our work.
我们的工作就蛮有能力。
So what we find from this passage is a very simple truth.
我们从这段经文当中看到一个很简单的真理。
That there is power in the presence of God.
在神的同在当中是有能力的。
Let's take a look at this short narrative from Acts chapter 19.
我们在使徒行传第十九章，我们一起来看。
And in Acts chapter 19, we find Paul at the tail end of his second missionary journey.
使徒行传第十九章这边是保罗第二次旅行布道的过程。
And starting at verse 11, this is what Luke has to say.
在第十一节，路加是这样说的。
And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hand of Paul.So that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. Seven sons of the Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this.But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them and mastered all of them and overpowered them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Also, many of those who were now believers came confessing and divulging their practices, and a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value and found that it came to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. This is the word of the Lord.
使徒行传十九章十一节到第十九节。神借保罗的手行了些非常的奇事，甚至有人从保罗身上拿毛巾或围裙放在病人身上，病就退了，恶鬼也出去了。那时有几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被恶鬼附的人擅自称主耶稣的名，说：“我奉保罗所传的耶稣，敕令你们出来。”做这事的有犹太祭司长示基瓦的七个儿子。恶鬼回答他们说。耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们却是谁呢？恶鬼所附的人就跳在他们身上，胜了其中二人，制服他们，叫他们赤着身子受了伤，从那房子逃了出去。凡住在以弗所的，无论是犹太人是希腊人，都知道这事，也都惧怕。主耶稣的名从此就尊大了。那已经信的，多有人来承认，诉说自己所行的事。凭素行邪术的，也有许多人把书拿来。堆积在众人面前焚烧，他们算计书价，便知道共和五万块钱。主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。这是神的话语。
Let's pray together before we delve deeper into this text together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we come to this place this morning,
现在天父，当我们今天来到这里的时候，
we know that it is not by chance that we have turned our eyes and our attention to this passage today.
我们知道不是偶然你把我们的眼目定睛在这段经文当中。
It is not by chance because this is what you have us to hear today.
这不是偶然，因为我们知道这是你今天要我们领受的信息。
And if this is what you have for us to hear, then there is something from this text.That you desire for us to plant deep within our hearts.
如果这是你今天要我们领受的，我们相信你必有心意，要把这个真理埋藏在我们心中。
So our prayer this morning, Lord, is that you would not allow us to leave this place without allowing the truth of your word to be planted deep within our heart.
所以我们今天早上的祷告，主，我们真是期待这样的真理可以深植在我们的心中。
And that anything that is not from you that is preached this morning would just fall away.
如果不是从你而来的，就立刻散去。
And what we would hold on to is the precious word of God.
我们要紧紧抓住的是神宝贵的话语。
So we pray all of this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, from this text, we see that there is power in the presence of God.
再一次，我们在这段经文当中，我们看到神的同在中是有能力的。
And in this particular narrative, we see in the beginning that power is displayed in weakness.
在这段经文的叙述当中，我们看到能力是在软弱中显现出来的。
As human beings, you and I are weak.
作为人类，我们是软弱的。
We are limited. There are things that we cannot do.
我们是有限的，有些事情是我们不能做的。
And when we recognize those weaknesses, then we are able to experience the power of God.
当我们认识自己的软弱的时候，我们便能够经历到神的能力。
Now, when we look at this particular narrative, we see a stark contrast between two different people.
这段经文的叙述当中，我们看到一个强烈的对比，在两群不同的人当中。
The first person we are introduced to in verses 11 through 12 is Paul.
在十一节到十二节，第一个人被介绍的是保罗。
Now, as Paul was ministering in Ephesus, we find that the things that he was carrying with him, handkerchiefs or aprons, that things that had touched his skin were carried away to heal the sick.
在这段经文当中，我们看到保罗所带的一些物件，包括手巾或者是围裙，蛮有能力。
So on a very surfacey level, if you looked at what was happening, you would believe that this man somehow had magical powers.
所以如果我们只看表面的话，我们觉得这个人是有魔法的能力。
I just need to snip off a tiny bit of his cloth and I'll be healed of whatever it is that I'm going through.
我只要从他身上拿块衣襟，我就可以得到医治。
But notice how Luke is prefacing this passage.
但是我们知道，我们来看看路加是怎么样在这段经文当中叙述的。
In the first four words of the English translation,
在英文翻译当中的前四个字
and God was doing.
然后神在工作
and God was doing.
神在工作
Not Paul, but God.
不是保罗，是神。
Because when God works, he chooses to work.
因为神在他选择的时候来工作。
He doesn't work according to our timelines or according to our commands.
他不是根据我们的时间表或是我们的命令来工作。
And throughout the book of Acts, what we see is that when God does work, it is effortless, it is successful, and it's often accompanied by signs and wonders.
在整个使徒行传当中，我们看到神在动工的时候，常常是亲神的，是有果效的，是蛮有能力的。
So what was the secret to Paul's successful ministry?
所以保罗事工成功的秘诀是什么呢？
It was not Paul. It was not a man.
不是保罗，不是一个人。
But it was the God working through that man.
而是神透过这个人来做事。
And more so, it is the man who knew God who works.
更是这个人认识这一位神。
When he knows God, he's able to identify when God is working.
当他认识神的时候，他才能够认清什么时候神在工作。
Which allowed him to join God in the work that he was doing.
这样他才能参与在神的工作当中。
You see, all of Paul's ministry is predicated on a foundational truth.
我们看到保罗的所有的事工都是建立在一个真理上面。
That he knows the kind of powerful God he serves.
他知道他所侍奉的神是一位蛮有能力的神。
Now, I've been serving as a pastor for some time, and one of the most common questions I hear is, Pearson, how do I know what God's will is?
我做牧师的一段时间，我最常听到的一个问题是 ，Pearson， 神的心意到底是什么呢
？What is it that God wants from me?
神到底要我做什么？
Maybe you hear about this vision to elevate and expand.
也许你听过这个要提升与扩展的这个意向。
But what do I elevate?
但是我到底要提升什么呢
？When?
什么时候
？How?
怎么样来做呢
？The questions all come to mind.
这些问题常常浮现出来。
Now I've been married for 12 years now. We celebrated our anniversary last night.
我结婚了十二年，昨天晚上是我们第十二周年。
Yes, thank you.
谢谢
It was all me.
Yes. 谢谢大家。
All my work. Yes.
谢谢大家。
And I would like to think that after being married to my wife for 12 years, I know her fairly well.
我希望我在结婚的十二年之后，我觉得我应该是蛮了解我太太的。
And so one of our restaurants that we have gone to often, one of her favorite restaurants is Cheesecake Factory.
我们常常去，而且我们也很喜欢那个餐厅叫做 Cheesecake Factory.
And in the years of our dating and in the years of our marriage, she has always ordered the same thing.
在我们交往以及结婚的这些年当中，他每一次去这个餐馆都是点一样的菜。
Now sometimes when we go to this restaurant, she'll be handed the menu and she'll start looking through it.
但我们每次去餐馆的时候，这个服务生都会把菜单给她，然后她会看一看这个菜单。
She says, "Ah, I always get the same thing. Maybe this time I should try something new."
她看到菜单就说：“啊，我每次都吃一样东西，也许我这次应该试个不一样的。”
And on the outside, I said to her, yeah, yeah, you should try something new. I believe in you.
然后我也回应就是说，哎，不错，我觉得是个很好的主意，我相信你会做个好的决定。
But deep down inside, I'm thinking, no, I don't believe in you. You're going to get the same thing again.
但是我心里想说，你应该还是有点一样的菜的。
How do I know this?
Well, 我怎么知道呢？
I've seen you eat that same entree for 12 years.
我看了你吃同样一道菜有12年的时间。
You see, when we know someone, we know their will.
当我们认识一个人的时候，我们知道他的心意是什么。
We know what they would do in a certain situation.
我们知道他在遇到不同情境的时候，他会怎么样去做。
If we know who God is,
如果我们认识神，
then we would know His will.
我们就会知道他的心意。
And when we know His will, we will know His work.
当我们知道神的心意的时候，我们就会知道神的工作。
So to join God in His work means that we must first.Know the God that we serve.
所以我们要参与在神的工作当中的时候，我们必须先认识这位我们侍奉的神。
Now, I told you at the beginning that this passage contrasts two different people.
我在一开始的时候跟大家说，这段经文对两群人做了很明确的对比。
And what follows in verses 13 through 16 is the contrast to Paul.
在第十三节到十六节，就形容了另外一群人与保罗是一个明显的对比。
We find here seven sons of the high priest Sceva.
在这边我们看到，这个祭司长示基瓦的七个儿子。
And unlike what Paul was doing, they were doing something very different.
跟保罗很不一样，示基瓦的七个儿子做很不一样的事情。
You see, they didn't know who God is.
他们不认识这位神。
They didn't know who Jesus is.
他们不认识耶稣是谁。
But they do see the outside superficial aspects of Paul's ministry.
但是他们看到保罗事工表面上的成就。
They see the kind of success that he is having.
他们看到他事工上面成功的地方。
And so they too want a piece of the pie.
他们也希望能够分一杯羹。
They want to be able to control God with their handkerchiefs and aprons as well.
他们希望能够透过这些手巾或者是围裙来控制神。
So they find a demon-possessed man.
他们就是找到了一个被巫鬼附着的人。
And they try their best to cast this demon out using the same methods that they saw Paul use.
所以他们就找到这个巫鬼，然后用好像跟保罗一样的方法来赶鬼。
They call out, I adjure you by Jesus that this Paul person proclaims.
就是他们就说我奉保罗所传的耶稣的这个名。
Because what was in their heart was not a desire to see God at work.
在他们心里的话，他们并不是想看到神在做工。
What they really wanted was to be perceived as great.
他们所期待的是他们希望被看起来是很伟大的人。
They wanted the power and the influence.
他们想要权力，想要影响力。
They wanted what they thought was just the superficial, outer parts of Paul's ministry without the Jesus.
他们想要的就是保罗事工表面上的这些成效，但是他们并不想要耶稣。
And what was the result?
但结果是什么呢？
Our teens have a very, strange way of saying,this concept, but we find that the seven sons got cooked.
我们青少年常常形容这样的一个情境，就是说这些人被烹煮了，就是完全的挫败。
We find that they were mastered, that they were overpowered.
他们被击溃，他们被完全的被打败。
And it was so bad that when they ran out of the house, they lost all their clothes and they were wounded.
很惨，就是说他们离开的时候，他们是赤身露体的，他们是被击打的。
Maybe if you're part of my generation, these guys got wrecked.
如果是我的这个 generation 的话，我们会说他就是完全的被这个击毁，被击打了。
Utterly destroyed.
彻底的被打败了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because their love for power.
因为他们对于权力的力量的欲望。
Meant that they were not able to experience the power of God.
让他们没有办法经历到神的能力。
By wanting to make themselves great.
但他们想要让自己伟大。
They were not able to experience the greatness of God.
他们没有办法经历到神伟大的作为。
So what is the power behind Paul's ministry?
所以保罗事工背后的能力的来源是什么呢？
Once again, it is the presence of God.
是神的同在。
But it is knowing that he is not the one that does the work.
是我们知道不是这个人在做这件事情。
In fact, it is knowing his weakness.
是呢，认识自己的软弱。
Paul puts it this way in 2 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多后书是这样说的。
If I must boast, then I will boast of the things that show my weakness.
保罗这样说，我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事便了。
A few weeks ago, I was preaching in the youth service, but I came down with an awful cold.
几个礼拜前我在青少年施工当中证道，但是我那时候有真的重感冒。
And it got worse and worse, and it developed into pink eye.
越来越严重，所以我眼睛都变成粉红色的。
But it was my turn to preach, so I still knew I needed to go to church.
但是那周是轮到我要证道，所以我知道我还是得去教会。
So I pulled myself out of bed, I put a mask on, and I don't know. It felt like I was crawling my way to church to preach.
所以我就还是把我的身子从床被单里面拉出来，然后戴上口罩，感觉上我好像是爬到教会一样。
Now physically, I felt awful.
这个身体上面我感到非常非常的不舒服。
As I was preaching on stage, I was praying in my heart.
当我在证道的时候，我心中这很深的一个祷告。
Oh Lord, please deliver me.
主啊，真的是帮助我。
Please make this.Time be short so that I can go home and sleep.
求你让这个好像很痛苦的时间不要感觉那么长，让我可以回家好好睡一觉。
See, my body was on stage, but my mind was still at home in bed.
就是我身体虽然是在台上，但是我感觉上我的这个心思意念好像还是想回去睡觉。
And as we finished the sermon, I said in my heart, Hallelujah!
当我真的完的时候，我就说哦 ，Hallelujah!
And because I knew I was about to go home, not because God had worked powerfully during the service.
因为我知道我终于可以回家，不是因为神大大的动工。
Yes, I'm very sinful. Yes.
我是个罪人，我知道。
And what was interesting about that Sunday was that afterwards, a teen had come up to me and said, Pastor Pearson, God had really used that sermon to speak to me this morning.
但是很有趣的是，在我证道完之后，有个青少年过来告诉我说 ，Pearson 牧师，今天你的证道真是深深触动我。
And my response was, Wait, what?
然后我的回应是说，你说什么
？Really?
真的吗？
Oh, nice, right?
Oh, 很好。
See, I even doubted that God can use something like that.
我都怀疑说神会使用这样的一个证道。
Actually, when I think back in my time as a pastor, my most convicting sermons were probably the ones when I was sick.
我回想我在过去这些年做牧师，我好像最有能力的这些证道的时候，都是当我在软弱当中发生的。
I mean, whether it was strep throat or food poisoning, those were the times when God had worked most powerfully.
我发现 either 就是说我在喉咙痛或者是食物中毒的时候，神都使用在我软弱的时候，他的能力就彰显了。
So maybe all the sick people should go towards Pastor James to give him more anointing after service.
所以也许所有生病的人应该去找这个亚晨牧师，得到多一点的恩膏。
Because in the midst of that kind of weakness,I think God was using that opportunity to humble me.
因为我知道，在这样的一个软弱的情境之下的时候，神希望我能够更加的谦卑。
When you know that you do not have the ability to do something,
当你知道你没有能力去做一件事情的时候
，that is the moment where God says, "I can use that."
在这个时候，是神说我可以用你。
There's a place in the kingdom for that.
在神的国度当中。是有个位置的。
Because what is always most needed is the presence of God.
因为永远最需要的什么呢？是神的同在。
Jesus himself reminded us of this truth in John chapter 15.
耶稣在约翰福音当中提醒我们。
Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing.
在约翰福音当中，耶稣说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他们里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
Until we recognize our weakness apart from God,
当我们认清我们的软弱的时候
，our efforts to elevate and expand will be in vain.
如果我们不认清我们自己的软弱的话，我们所有想要提升跟扩展的这些工作都是会无效的。
So we find in the first part of this narrative that power is displayed in weakness.
所以我们在这段经文的前半部，我们看到能力是在软弱当中彰显出来的。
But we find in the latter half of this passage that power results in freedom.
在这段经文的第二部分呢，我们看到这个能力的这个结果呢，是带来的自由。
that when we experience the power of God, we will be set free.
当我们经历神的能力的时候，我们便得到释放。
This episode with the sons of Sceva had elicited tons of fear and repentance from within the church.
在示基瓦的儿子这个事件之后呢，整个教会、整个城市非常的惧怕，然后他们也大大的悔改。
It shows that God can use anything to bring about revival.
这边我们看到神可以使用任何的一个事情来带来复兴。
In this particular case, it was 7 wounded naked men.
在这个例子当中，是七个赤身裸体跑出去被击打的这个人。
That God brings revival.
神带来复兴。
Time and time and again, we see in the New Testament that to be a follower of Jesus, there has to be a clear break from the past.
一次又一次，我们在新约当中，作为一个耶稣基督的跟随者，我们必须与过去断开。
Because the power of the presence of God is what frees us from the past.
因为是耶稣基督的能力，让我们可以与过去断绝。
Whether that be regret.Guilt, idolatry, anger, bitterness.
也许是苦毒，也许是懊恼，也许是怨恨，这些一切一切的这些不好的这些情绪都在过去。
That the power of God has the ability to set us free.
神的能力可以释放我们，让我们得以自由。
And from this episode with this seven sons, God had set free his people in Ephesus.
在这段经文当中，透过这个七个儿子，我们看到神大大的释放了以弗所。
Now, what was it that they were set free from?
那他们是从什么东西释放出来呢？
In this particular passage, what we find is insecurity.
在这段经文当中，我们看到的是不安全感。
Luke tells us that these were people who were confessing and divulging their practices.
我在路加在这段经文当中，我们看到是有一些人在承认自己所犯的罪。
These were people that had performed magic arts to manipulate the divine, to control God in order to have security in life.
这些人为了得到生活当中的安全感，他们正是使用这些魔法的这些文物，企图来控制属灵界、属神的事情。
Because how they thought about gods back then was not very different from how we think about index funds today in the stock market.
他们那个时候怎么样来想这个属灵界的事情，就有点其实有点像我们现在去想到这个基金的事情。
Because if you're familiar with the stock market, you'll know that one of the big rules of the stock market is you diversify.
因为如果你对于投资有稍微一点了解的话，第一件最重要的事情就是分散风险。
And that's exactly what they did spiritually.
在当时在以弗所这些人，他们当时就在做一样的事情，在属灵的方面。
If I have enough magic books that can call out to different gods, I will have more security in my life.
如果他们觉得他们有够多的魔法书，他们有够多的安全感，可以叫不同的神来保护他们。
Maybe this god over here is asleep one day, or I did something to offend this god. Well, I still have this one that I can call on.
如果这个神今天不愿意帮我，或者这个神在睡觉，但是还有这个神可以帮我。
And so people invested tons into accruing these magic books, amulets, or talismans.
所以当时的人花了非常多的钱财去买这些魔法书，去买这些羊皮纸，买这些书卷。
Now this kind of practice is still in place in many parts of our world today.
这样的行为其实在现今的世界当中依然是存在的。
If you hear some of the stories from our daughter churches in Africa, you'll know that this is still a common mindset.
如果你有稍微听过，我们去过非洲，我们这些弟兄姐妹，这些事情在非洲依然是在进行当中的。
But don't be fooled, my friends, because this also still happens in America.
但是各位朋友，这些事情其实也发生在美国。
It's just that these gods have had different names.
只是这些神有不同的名字。
Money.
钱财
power
权力
success
成功
influence
影响力
whatever it is that replaces our need for God
不管是什么能够取代神在我们心中的位置
the other things that we call out to in life when we find ourselves in need
这些其他的东西让我们在生命当中我们觉得比我们对需要神的需要更大的
these artifacts of the pastthat we continue to hold on to despite having made a decision to follow Jesus.
这些过去我们紧紧抓住的文物，虽然我们已经决定要跟随耶稣了。
Can you imagine what that would be like?
你可以想象这是什么样子的情境吗？
What that would do to our relationship with God.
这会怎么样影响我们与神的关系？
Imagine my wife comes home from work one day.
你可以想象也许我太太有一天从上班回来。
And she looks at my desk and she finds all the pictures of my previous girlfriends.
她看到我桌上全部都是我前女朋友的照片。
And yes, I've had many too. No, I'm just kidding. A few. And she looks and she finds that not only have I kept their pictures, I also kept their phone numbers.
不止一个前女朋友啊，但是我不只是有他们的照片，我还有他们以前的电话。
And she comes up to me, she says, "What is this?"
她就看到我就说这个是什么
？I said, "Don't worry, I don't even call any of them anymore. It's just in case this marriage doesn't work out."
然后我就跟他们说哦，不要担心，我不会打电话给他们，我只是保险起见，万一我们的婚姻不成功，我可以打电话给他们。
We would not make it to year 13.
我们就我想，如果是这样子的话，我想我们不会有再一年的我们不会有第十三年在一起。
And yet, this is the way that many of us find ourselves relating to God.
然后这个是我们常常与神的关系。
I'll keep my money, my power, my influence in my back pocket just in case this Jesus thing does not work out.
我们把我们的钱财、我们对于权力、对于事业成功的这渴望放在我们的口袋当中。万一这个神不能够帮助我。
Now, what happens when we try to serve two masters?
当我们侍奉两个主的时候，发生什么事情呢？
Jesus himself tells us that it is impossible.
耶稣告诉我们这是不可能的。
That there has to be a clear break from the past.
必须与过去有个明确的断离。
My two nephews, they love bugs.
我的两个外甥非常喜欢昆虫。
And one of their favorite gifts that they've ever received.Was this? It was like a bucket full of caterpillars.
他们最喜欢他们收到一个最他们最喜欢那个礼物是一个整桶都是毛毛虫在里面的。
I bet you if you gave people here a bucket full of caterpillars, you might get I don't know slapped or punched. But my nephews, they love this stuff.
如果你送一般人一整桶的这个毛毛虫，也许一般人不会喜欢，但是我的两个外甥非常喜欢。
And so they put these caterpillars in a cage and little, and to no surprise, they cocooned and they began to turn into butterflies.
所以他们就把这些毛毛虫放到一个笼子里面，所以这个毛毛虫就慢慢成蛹，然后变成了蝴蝶。
Yet they recognized that one of these caterpillars, the cocoon had only gone up to its neck.
但是他们发现到其中一个成蛹的毛毛虫不太一样，它的这个蛹只有到它的脖子，没有到它头。
So when all the other caterpillars had emerged as butterflies, you had this one particular butterfly with a caterpillar head.
所以当所有的这些毛毛虫都变成蝴蝶之后，有一个蝴蝶，它的头是毛毛虫。
They opened up the doors of the cage and all the butterflies flew out.
他们把这个笼子的门一打开，说所有的蝴蝶都飞出去了。
Except the caterpillar with the, I mean the butterfly with the caterpillar head.
除了那个有毛毛虫头的这个蝴蝶。
See, that one stayed behind.
那只留下来了。
And my nephews told me, "Look, Uncle Pearson, this butterfly loves us so much, he decided to stay behind."
我的外甥说，哇，这个毛毛虫，这个蝴蝶真的很喜欢我们，所以他留下来了。
I said, "No, nephew, this is gonna die."
但是我告诉他们，这个蝴蝶是会死去的。
It's not gonna make it.
它不会活下去。
You see, to be set free, there has to be complete transformation from the past.
要能够得到真正的释放，要与过去完全的转化。
There has to be a change.
必须有个改变。
Now, for the people in Ephesus, when they saw this episode with the sons of Sceva, their first reaction was one of fear.
当以弗所的人看到士基瓦的七个儿子发生这样的事情呢，他们第一个反应是惧怕。
They fear what they do not understand.
他们惧怕他们不了解的事情。
You see, they may have made a decision for Jesus.
他们可能已经决定要跟随耶稣。
They may have participated in the church.
他们可能参与教会。
And yet they continue to hold on to these things, these artifacts from their old life.
但是他依然紧紧抓住他过去生命当中的这些文物。
And when they saw God work in power, they came to a very important realization.
当他们看到神蛮有能力的工作的时候，他们在这个时候发现他们需要做一个决定。
That they do not need to hold on to power.
他们不需要再紧紧抓住这个权力。
Because they serve a God who is powerful.
因为他们所侍奉的神是个蛮有能力的神。
They do not need to hold on to control of their lives.
他们不再需要紧紧抓住他们对于生命的控制。
Because they serve a God who is sovereign.
因为他们侍奉这位神是一位蛮有能力、超乎一切的神，掌管一切的神。
And so that fear turned into transformation.
所以这个恐惧变成了转化。
Luke tells us in verse 18 that believers had came together and they confessed and they burned their magic books.
这段经文当中，我们看到这些信徒聚在一起，然后把这些书全部烧掉。
Once again, these are expensive scrolls and parchments that people had paid big money for in order to control the spiritual realm.
再次我要让大家提醒，也就是说，这些书籍和这些卷轴是非常昂贵的，他们花了很多的钱，然后希望能够得着能力。
Luke tells us in verse 19 that it came out to 50,000 pieces of silver.
路加在第十九节告诉我们，这个是将近五万个银钱。
Now these are expensive books.
这也是很贵的书。
Maybe modern equivalent is your SAT or ACT prep books.
因为现今的等价品是我们的 SAT 跟 ACT 的参考书。
Or you college and grad students, those expensive books that your professors make you buy.
或是就研究生的话，就是说你的教授要你买这些很贵的这些书籍。
But you see, after they had experienced the power of God, they realized an important truth.
在他们经历神的能力之后，他们认知到一个真理。
That there was no longer need to hold on to these books.
他们不再需要紧紧抓住这些书籍。
That these things needed to remain in the past.
这些东西必须留在过去。
In order for them to follow Jesus forward.
他们这样才能紧紧跟随主往前走。
So they saw God work powerfully and they took action.
所以他们看见神蛮有能力的工作，然后他们采取了回应以及行动。
They confessed, they divulged themselves of those magic arts, they took their books, and they threw it in the fire for everyone to see.
他们承认他们的罪，他们把这些魔法书丢到火里面，让所有人都看见。
Now, 50,000 pieces of silver, that doesn't sound like much to us today.
那五万个银钱对我们今天看起来感觉上没有很多。
But commentaries tell us that this is equivalent to the yearly wage of 137 workers.
但圣经学者告诉我们，这个大概是过去137个工人一年的工资。
So to give us an idea of how much money was burned in that fire,
所以给大家，为了让大家能够了解大概多少钱被烧在这个火堆里面。
The annual salary of a U.S. person is roughly $64,000 a year.
美国人平均的薪水是64,000块美金。
When you multiply that number by 137, it comes out to $8.7 million.
当你乘以137的时候，这个大概是870万美金。
Now it's a little worse in Silicon Valley where we live.
在我们所住的硅谷，这个数字是更大的。
Our annual salary is higher than the national average.
我们这边的平均薪水是比美国的平均薪水高的。
That number elevates to 11.8 million.
这个数字增加到1180万。
Now growing up as a second generation, my mother taught me a very important thing.
作为一个第二代移民，我的妈妈教我一个非常重要的人生的道理。
She says, 不要浪费。
我妈妈跟我说, do not be wasteful.
If you even have one piece of rice in your bowl, you need to eat that.
如果你碗里还就剩只剩一粒米，你都要把它吃掉。
They tell me stories of growing up in Taiwan.
他告诉我他们在台湾成长的故事。
I could still hear my dad's voice in my mind.
我的脑海中还是可以听到这个我爸爸的声音。
我小的时候只拿到一颗蛋，慢慢剥的吃。
Okay. When I was young, when I was in Taiwan, we all shared one egg and we just peeled it together.
没有像你这么好的美国人。
We didn't have a life like you, such luxurious life.
So when I see a story like this, my first inclination is to think, oh my gosh, 好浪费。
所以当我看到这样的一个情境的时候 I felt this was super wasteful.
Why did you have to burn these books?
为什么你要把这些书烧掉呢？
You could have sold it and got so much money for the church.
你可以把这些卖掉然后可以成为教会的奉献可以被教会使用。
You see, they burned them because they knew that they needed to leave them in the past.
所以你们看到他们把这些书烧掉因为他们知道他们必须与过去断开。
They knew that they could not allow these books to still be there as a form of temptation or for others to use.
这些书不能够存在，因为他们会成为诱惑，也不能，他们也不希望这些书被其他人使用。
So to follow Jesus in the next step of their spiritual life with them, they had to leave behind these books.
所以跟随耶稣的下一个步骤，他们知道他们必须把这些书放在留在过去。
Now the question I have for all of us here this morning.
所以我今天给弟兄姐妹说，所有弟兄姐妹的问题是什么呢？
Is what are your magic books?
你的魔法书是什么？
We are now in a very strange time.
现在是一个很奇妙的时候。
We're in between Christmas and New Year.
我们在圣诞节与新年之间。
It's the point of the calendar where we need to think to ourselves, what will I leave behind and what will I take with me into 2025?
这个时候是我们来省思，我们把什么要留在过去，什么是我们要带进新年的。
And many of us continue to fool ourselves thinking that maybe I can hold on to just a few of these books in case God doesn't show up for me.
所以我们常常其实在欺骗我们自己，告诉我们说，也许我还是要紧紧抓住几本书，万一神不能帮助我。
But you see what needs to happen, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到我们现在必须做什么吗？
We must allow ourselves to be set free by God.
我们必须让神来释放我们。
Maybe it was someone that had hurt you.
也许是一个曾经伤害过你的人。
Maybe it's someone in your life that you feel like does not deserve forgiveness.
也许是在你生命当中的一个人，你觉得他不值得被你原谅。
Maybe it's guilt that you have for yourself. Maybe some of the regrets that you've had as you look past on this past year.
也许是愧疚感，也许是些悔恨，在过去这一年当中发生的。
But as long as we hold on to these magic books, we will not be able to open our hands up to the presence of God.
但是只要我们还是紧紧抓住这些魔法书，我们就不能够张开我们的手来领受神的恩典。
Luke provides us a summary in verse 20 of what has happened.
路加在第二十节当中做了一个总结。
He tells us that the word of God continued to increase.
在这边他看到主的大大的兴旺。
Literally in the Greek, it means to spread.
在希腊文当中表示说散播出去了。
To grow wide.
扩展。
Or to expand.
扩展增加。
And Luke tells us that it prevailed mightily.
路加告诉我们，而且得胜。
That it grew in power.
而且它是蛮有能力的成长。
In other words, it elevated.
换句话说，它提升了。
What happens when believers leave their magic books behind to open their hands up to the power of God?
当信徒把过去的魔法书放下，然后张开他们的手来领受神的恩典的时候，发生什么事情呢？
God moves powerfully.
神蛮有能力的工作。
As long as our hands are occupied holding on to these things in our past,
只要我们还是紧，如果我们还是紧紧抓住我们的过去。
They are not able to allow themselves to be opened to receive from God.
如果我们不把张开我们的手，能够领受神的恩典。
So my friends, where do your magic books belong?
所以，亲爱的弟兄朋友以及弟兄姐妹朋友，我们这些魔法书放哪呢？
They belong in the past.
它属于过去。
They belong in the fire.
它属于在这个火堆当中的。
When we follow Christ, when we look forward to Him, we find that He is everything that these books have promised us.
我们当我们跟随基督的时候，我们发现这些耶稣是这一切的答案。
Because He knows our future.
因为他知道我们的未来。
And not only does He know our future, He has crossed that journey for us.
他不只是知道我们的未来，他也更是亲自在前面引领我们往前走的。
Where there is victory over sin.
有胜过这个罪恶的这个胜利。
Where there is victory over death.
有胜过死亡的胜利。
And we are able to see the power of God at work in our lives and in our families.
我们看见神蛮有能力的在我们的生命在我们的家庭当中运行。
Once again, what are your magic books that you still hold on to this morning?
再一次弟兄姐妹，你生命当中的魔法书是什么，还是你紧紧抓住的呢？
The power in the presence of God is what Jesus is offering to us this morning.
今天早上神要耶稣要给我们的是神的能力与神的同在。
But you must take the first step.
但你必须跨出第一步。
You must release.
你必须放下。
You must let it go. You must allow it to stay in the past.
你必须放下，你必须让这些停留在过去。
Where it belongs.
那是它属于的地方。
Let's pray together as we close our time.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning,
亲爱的阿爸父，我们来到你的面前。
All of us are holding on to different things.
我们每一个人都抓住不一样的事情。
For some of us, that's anger.
有些人可能是愤怒。
For others of us, it is lust.
对于其他可能是欲望。
For others of us, it could be bitterness or discord.
对于其他人可能是苦毒或者是纷争。
And our prayer this morning is that we would be able to see such power and such joy and peace in the face of Christ.
但今天早上我们能够看到是主，当你仰望，当你面对我们时，我们看到是能力、喜乐与平安。
That we would not have any more hesitation on letting these things go.
让我们不再犹豫放下这一切。
And leaving them behind.
放下他们在过去。
And making the commitment to follow Jesus.
让我们能够委身跟随耶稣。
Knowing that there is no turning back.
知道我们不会再回头。
Lord, we trust in your power to be at work in our lives.
主，我们相信你的能力在我们生命当中运行。
And we pray all this in his powerful name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢 Pearson 牧师给我们美好的信息。
Thank you, Pastor Pearson.
忘记背后，我们努力前面。那位主永远与我们同在。阿门。
Forget the past and face the future, because God is always with us.
我们以起立来，用这首诗歌来回应我们的主永远与你与我同在。
Let us all sing, our God is always with us.
我们先唱中文，然后再唱英文哈。
Let's sing in Mandarin first and then in English.
当危难临到的时候，我们可以信靠我们的主。
危难临到，我心靠你，深知你必定我度过，你的心事为我坚持到最后。当暴风雨向我靠近，拥有你同在，我不知畏惧。你是我的牧者，我所依靠。每个夜，每一天，我知你永远在身边。
always with me.
主你永远与我同在，在你里面没有改变，你的坚定从昨日到今日一直到永远，
到永远，
靠你丰盛应许站立，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
我们的主是永远与我们同在。
Our Lord is always with us。
不但是2024年每天与我们同在。
Not only in 2024, He's always with us。
在2025年，他也将会与我们同在。
In 2025, He will always be with us。
但我们必须先把过去的都放下。
But we have to put our past behind us.
刚才 Pastor 牧师问我们一个很重要的问题。
Pastor Pearson asked a very critical question.
什么是你的魔法书？
What is your magical book?
什么是你的魔法书？
What is your magical book?
对有些人来说，可能是过去的伤害。
For some of us, it might be hurts of the past.
可能过去的苦毒。
It might be bitterness from the past.
甚至怨恨。
Maybe it's a hatred.
甚至过去的挫败。
Maybe it's a defeat.
当你在紧紧抓住它的时候。
But when you hold on to them.
你不能够迎接新的未来。
You cannot embrace the future.
像以弗所他们所做的，要把它烧掉。
Just like the Ephesians, how they burned them.
让过去成为过去。
Let the past be the past.
因为耶稣应许我们说。
Because Jesus promised us.
当你在耶稣基督里面的时候。
When you are in Jesus Christ.
你已经是新造的人了。
You are a new creation.
旧事都已经过去了。
All the past has been gone.
一切都变成新的了。
Everything is new.
因此让过去的成为过去。
So let the past be the past.
什么是你的魔法书？
What is your magical book?
求圣灵来提醒你。
May the Holy Spirit remind you.
你必须要做一个决定。
You have to make a decision.
要把这些魔法书都烧掉。
You have to burn all of these magical books.
这些魔法书都要完全放下。
You have to let go of all these magical books.
来迎接神新的同在。
To embrace God's presence.
Amen.
Amen.
我们就开始为我们自己来祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们做这个决定，把我们的魔法书都放下，都烧掉。
Let's make a decision to put down and burn all of our magical books.
都把它交给我们的主。
So to give them all to our Lord.
让我们能够迎接新的未来。
So that embrace a new future.
迎接新的一年。
A new year.
我们开口来祷告。
Let us pray.